4.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is What's a Genre? I am your host, Peter Torrente, and it's Monday, April 22nd. I'm starting my show 1 minute early. Get excited about it, but not too excited. We are going to be listening to tunes, the music, not necessarily new music this week, because, not gonna lie, not a huge fan of what came out this past week. Let's look. Let's give a look what came out. I mean, not everything was so bad, but there was some Anna Lenoe, some Peggy Goo, some Carly Rae Jepsen, some Men I Trust, some Gus Dapperton, some Cage the Elephant, some Jeremy Zucker collabing with Chelsea Cutler, but I don't know. I felt like this was kind of a slow enough week where I could go off and not really play the new music, because I've been listening to a lot of music that isn't necessarily new this week, and that's really what I'm going to play. I will play some of the new songs, but I think I'm not going to play all of them. But the first song I'm going to be playing is a song from 2007 off of the by The Editors, off of their album An End Has a Start. It's the first track off the album, called Smokers Outside the Hospital Doors. This song is amazing, and I cannot put it into words how good the song is. So, luckily, I can play it. Isn't it crazy? Oh my god, I'm so excited. So here you go. This is Smokers Outside the Hospital Doors by The Editors.
The blindfold down, so your eyes can't see. Now run as fast as you can through this field of trees. You are not gonna see them ever. We've all been changed from what we were. Our broken hearts left smashed on the floor. I can't believe you if I can't hear you. I can't believe you if I can't hear you.
That was Smokers Outside the Hospital Doors by The Editors. What a track. What a nice track to open up the set for today with. Please do not smoke outside hospital doors. That's not good. Do not do that. Next, I'm going to be playing... Okay, so I'm writing a paper because I am a college student, as I'm assuming many of my listeners may know. I'm writing a paper on the 2018 film Skate Kitchen, which is about a group of female skateboarders skating it up in New York City. And I watched that film 4 times in the past 24 hours. And this song is off of the soundtrack that was written... put together just for the movie. And this is Heaven by Claro, and Claro made this song just for the film. So I hope you enjoy the song, because I've been listening to it a lot.
Last time.
And that was Heaven by Claro from the Skate Kitchen soundtrack. I hope that everyone enjoyed that lovely track. Up next, I got probably my favorite song at the moment. It's been on constant repeat for the past month at least. This is from my very special friend, George Clanton, off of his album 100% Electronica. There's a funny story about George Clanton and I don't hang out with George Clanton, but one time I was with George Clanton and we were doing a show at Lafayette College and through WJRH, and he was performing and he thought that my medical ID was a military dog tag. And he was like, "Oh, are you in the military?" And I said, "No, George Clinton, I am not." And that is the end of that story. It's a thrilling story, I know. Please, do not be so spooked. But that's all I have for you today. I mean, for this moment in time. I will have more after I play Did I Flounder, which I'm currently floundering, by George Clinton. What an awful transition. Yeah. Wow. Did I flounder? George Clanton. 100% electronica. Oh, yeah. Thinking about playing Negative Gemini song later in the set. Negative Gemini, for those of you who do not know, George Clanton's girlfriend releases her music also off of the label 100% electronica, which is George Clanton's label. We'll see. We'll see. But for right now, more exciting stuff on the way. Lots of fun songs, lots of great vibes. Having a great time. We're going to be playing, I'm going to be playing, my intern gets no say in what songs are picked. The song that we'll be playing next is a great song, one of my favorites of 2018, from Boy Pablo, who I believe is multiple people. I actually do not know if his name is Pablo, but they're a group of boys who play some music, and this song is called TKM. It's from their album, 2018 album, Soy Pablo, and TKM is an abbreviation for Te Quiero Mucho. I know, my pronunciation of other languages is amazing, which translates to I love you so much. This is according to online sources that tell me these things. I do not know if it's worth believing, but this song is very good. One of the best, probably my favorite Boy Pablo song. So let's give it a spin. Oh, it's so good. We'll be right back. And this wonderful track is called TKM by Boy Pablo off of their album Soy Pablo. That track was co-written by Jimmy Somewhere, who I have previously talked about and played on my show. Another great artist that sadly I do not believe I will be playing any songs from him today, but I would not be surprised if I played a song by him in the future. For now, I think Jimmy Somewhere actually might have posted about the next artist I'm playing on his Twitter, and that's how I discovered them, but I am unaware. I do not remember. That's what I'm starting to say. This next song, I don't have a long speech for. I'm just going to go right into it. Don't want to waste too much time. Is called Cutting My Fingers Off. Yeah, that's kind of creepy. By Turnover from their album Peripheral Vision. This is a nice little track about Turnover cutting their fingers off. Enjoy. That was Cutting My Fingers Off by Turnover. Up next, we got another one of my favorite songs from 2018. I wasn't here, this came out in the spring I wasn't here last semester, so I didn't get to play as many songs from 2018 as I would have liked to. Did not do my show because I was not here. But now I'm back, and I can play all the songs I want, or 1 hour's a week's worth of songs. This is Me and Michael by MGMT from their 2018 release, Little Dark Age. Enjoy. Okay, hold on. I got this. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. All right, this is Me and Michael by MGMT. Just pretend that didn't happen, you know?
The only problem.
And this wonderful track has been Me and Michael by MGMT off of their latest album, Little Dark Age. The song I'm going to be playing next is called Loverboy 88 off of the 88 Rising collective album, Head in the Clouds. This is featuring Higher Brothers, and it is a remix of the song Loverboy. And it is a fun, nice, summery track that will get people up and dancing and happy to be listening or whatever. So I hope you find this track just as summery.
Just tell me, 求求你给个回应, 让我开心. I'm ready. Oh, I'm not a player, 但你总不相信, 想把自己变帅, 只为了衬托你. When you need a lover, 随时可以 call me. Just call me. Just call me.
That was Loverboy 88 by 88 Rising and the Higher Brothers. What a track. What a fun, summery track. Speaking of fun summery tracks, I really wanted to play a song by Clarence Clarity today, but sadly, it had an expletive in it, so I cannot play it. But Clarence Clarity collabed with Rina Swayama. Probably messed that up. I'm very sorry. But this track is called Cherry. I might have played it. I think it came out last year. Oh, wait, no. I didn't. There's no way I could have played it because it came out on August 14th, 2018. So I have not done my show since then and played the song. So I have previously played her on my show before, probably over a year ago. She is a very talented artist, singer, Clarence Clarity, very talented producer. The song, very good song. Another one of my favorite songs from 2018. So it's another upbeat song. Enjoy.
To stay the same.
That was Cherry by Rina Swayama. Great track. Like it a lot. Up next, we got another fun track. All these tracks are a lot of fun. This track is called 1, 2, 3, Days Up by Kim Petras, featuring probably one of the best producers at the moment, Sophie. both these artists doing cool things, promoting cool ideas and self-expression. Same with the last artist I just played. Doing really fun, interesting things, you know? Being not very descriptive, I don't have a script. I don't say anything that's written down. This is very obvious. You can tell from everything I say that obviously I do not have a script. So this is 1, 2, 3, Days Up by Kim Petras featuring Sophie.
One day's up, 2 days up, 3 days up. We don't stop, we don't stop, we don't stop. I never quit. I got a bag in my bag. Look at my fit. You know you want some of that. We better dip. All of my girls, where you at? La 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 lit. I gotta throw all this cash. In my car, do what we do. I keep it up. Let's make a move. I haven't partied enough. I wanna party with Jesus. I wanna party with Jesus. Oh no, I get lonely when I'm solo.
What? One day's up.
Wow, that was 1, 2, 3, Days Up by Kim Petras featuring Sophie. What a fun song. So hype and energetic. I really don't know why I speak like this. I know so much about all these artists I play. Usually. Sometimes I don't. But I'm very into the music that I'm into, you know? Not gonna be playing, not out here trying to fake it. Obviously, I'm going to play the music that I like. Sometimes it's a little different when I have to pick out songs, but you know, I'm not going to make any excuses. I'm going to be playing a song from Pups self-titled album, which for those of you who do not know what self-titled means, it just means that it's the name of the group, so the album's name is Pup as well. That's P-U-P, all caps, capital letters, for those of you who don't know. I think I'm going to play Reservoir. This show, this set list, is inspired by WJRH's mindset of a freeform radio station. So this show, this set, has been very freeform. I have not really picked out many of these songs beforehand. No script, as per usual. I'm just going with it. So, this is Reservoir by Pup. You know, meet me at the reservoir, as lead singer of Pup says in the song. Another kind of energy brought to the table by Pup. These past few songs I were playing were very poppy and summery. This was more of an angry energy, but at the same time, you could see some kids playing the song and jumping around and having a good time. All these songs, everyone's having a good time, except for sometimes the thing being described in the song, that person might not be having a good time. But the goal is that everyone else is having a good time. Such as, I don't know what song I'm going to play for my final song. I could play Negative Gemini, which is Vaporwave, which probably wouldn't be a good time for most of you. I could play Snail Mail, but the song I was going to play from Snail Mail probably isn't a great time. So, I think I'm going to go with White Sky by Vampire Weekend off of their album Contra, because this song is a good time. I like it. I like it a lot. And I hope you like it as well. This is White Sky by Vampire Weekend.
An ancient business, a modern piece of glasswork, down on the corner that you walk each day in passing. The elderly sales clerk won't ask with suspicion. The whole of motor corporation's giving its permission.
What a song, and what a show. That was White Sky. I don't know why I'm hesitating. That was White Sky by Vampire Weekend off of their album Contra. And that's all the time I have today. You were listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been What's a Genre? I've been your host, Peter Tarente. We still do not know what a genre is, but that's okay. Maybe, just maybe, we'll find out next week. Probably not. I had fun. I hope you had fun. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, I do not know why you would have any of those, feel free to send me a formal email with your complaints at my email address, which is listed on WHRH's website. I will not be saying my email over the air, but you can look it up if you want. And that is all. I will be playing more music next week from 7 to 8 p.m. on Mondays. And Megan O'Hare should be doing her show now, after mine. And please stick around at 9 p.m. for Jordy and the Funky Bunch. I peeked into his set list, and it is looking to be a very good show. So, goodbye.